Hi, this is Tom Hsu, and I'm going to be bringing you an audio boo today. And then in this audio boo, I'm going to talk to you about five photography tips that don't require any gear. The first tip is shoot for yourself. What I mean is go out and create pictures specifically for your personal work. That's the work that's going to sell, and that's the work that's going to help you develop your style. Grab someone, go on the street, just shoot for yourself. Personal projects are the ones that turn into projects that make money. So shoot for yourself, tip number one. Tip number two, shoot for quality. Don't worry about quantity. Take your time, set your shots up, make pictures that are based on quality, not about just getting the volume. If you only get one or two pictures versus shooting 50, the one or two pictures will be better if you take your time, structure them, and set them up and make them right. Next thing you should do, tip number three, is try to recreate the arts. What I'm saying is don't go out and look at a painting and duplicate it, but what I'm saying is set up your subjects and light them in ways that are very dramatic and that are reflective of the arts. Okay, go out to art museums and study these paintings and then try to recreate that beautiful art. They're classics for a reason, is because they're beautiful. This which leads me to tip number four, take notes. Always keep a notebook with you so you can jot down ideas and thoughts even when you don't have your camera with you. You see a light in a certain way, you see something that's interesting, take notes so you can come back to it and try to reproduce those things in your photography. The last tip is if you really want to be good at doing photography, teach somebody. To really understand your gear and know your gear, you have to work with it. And if you have to try to explain what your camera's doing and what techniques you're using, if you're trying to teach somebody these techniques and explain to them and show them exactly how your device works, you'll learn it better. You'll actually learn more by teaching somebody than you would just by going out and fumbling through. Okay? So that's the last tip. Go teach somebody. So that's it. That's all we have today. I want to thank you all for taking time to visit my blog today. And until next time, we'll see you soon.